It is May 2nd, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
We're pleased to have Jody Beznoska, Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center, back with us.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy Artist Fair weekend.
It is that indeed.
Yes, it sure is. So much going on. Where do we start?
Let's start with...
Tonight?
Yes.
That's what I was going to say.
Tonight, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Tonight, we have a gallery opening happening in the Joy Pratt-Markham Gallery. We will have our guest curator, Andrea Packard, there. She will be talking us through the new exhibition there, which is called Untamed. It's worth coming down to this, at the very least, just to go into the lobby at Walton Arts Center and see the leaping... African animals from Tasha Lewis, who's another artist.
I saw a picture you posted on Facebook yesterday.
They're really neat.
Really cool.
They're jumping through the whole lobby, and they'll lead you right into the gallery where you can see the new artwork. So the gallery talk is at 6 o'clock tonight, I believe, and the reception is 5 to 7. It's free and open to the public.
Excellent.
That's tonight. Tomorrow night we will have Jungle Jack Hannah at the Walton Arts Center. I believe if that isn't sold out, it is almost sold out. So very few tickets left for that. And we will also be at First Friday tomorrow evening in Bentonville with 4 different acts of entertainment up there. Carter Sampson, who is a fabulous singer-songwriter. The Brickfields Duo, also a fabulous group from Northwest Arkansas. Jamie Stone, who is an amazing banjo player.
Who we tentatively have scheduled to be on the show tomorrow.
Yay!
Yeah.
Not from Arkansas. I believe he's from Canada. And then we will also have the Dinosaur Petting Zoo roaming about. And the Dinosaur Petting Zoo has been here at the Arts Center since yesterday. They will be doing shows for kids for the next couple of days. And then they will be taking their dinosaur puppets out and roaming the streets. And I saw the T-Rex. He's big.
He should be. I mean, I'd be a little disappointed if he wasn't.
Yeah. So they will be at First Friday as well. So it's going to be we're all crossing our fingers that the weather holds off and that we have a good night for all those artists.
Now, Saturday.
Yes.
In conjunction with Spring Fest, you've got Trail Mix.
We have Trail Mix in Fayetteville.
Now, you've broached the subject of weather.
Mm-hmm.
There is a weather date for Trail Mix, which would be Sunday. When would people know whether Trail Mix is happening Saturday or not?
That's going to be a call that is made pretty close
early
to the start
Saturday
time.
Morning.
Yeah, it'll probably be Saturday morning. If we decide to make that call, it's probably going to be Saturday morning. So we would post it on our website. We would put it up on Facebook. We would put it up on, you know, out there on Twitter and hope that everybody finds it that way. So that's on Saturday. Busy day on Saturday. We will have Trail Mix in Fayetteville from 10 to noon, also in Bentonville from 3 to 5. Spring Fest is happening all day down here in Fayetteville, and then the Foam Fest will be happening in the parking lot across from Walton Arts Center. I actually don't know the time on that.
5 to 8.
Okay,
I think so, in
the evening then. Mm-hmm. And then also Old Crow Medicine Show
at the
with Three Penny Acre opening will be at the Amp.
I did want to say that I went to Trail Mix, not last year, but the year before.
Yeah.
And it was chilly, and it was cloudy, but it was still a good time.
It was still great.
I mean, it wasn't raining.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't,
Just want to throw that out there, that it was still a good time, even though it was chilly and cloudy.
So, great bands. It's going to be really fun. Monday, we will have, let me make sure I get my schedule right. Monday is Jamie Stone at Thorn Crown Chapel in Eureka Springs. So he's the banjo player we mentioned before. That is going to be awesome. And then Tuesday the 7th is Three Penny Acre with Gregory Alan Isakov at Cooper Chapel.
And you
pretty sure that's almost sold out.
You'd better check because last week there weren't many, and I think it might be. Any of those concerts that are at Thorn Crown or Cooper Chapel, if you're thinking about going, check
you
now because it's limited seating and they go fast.
They do. And then we will move ahead to the following weekend where we have some great children's and theater program for kids and their families. On the 11th of May, we have 3 performances in Star Theater of a show called Boats by Terrapin Puppet Theater. They are, I believe, from Australia. And Boats is this wonderful little intimate story for little kids. It's designed for them about 2 mariners who go on adventures together. And it's puppets. A wonderful way to introduce your kids to the theater. Tickets are $5. So no real reason not to bring your kids out on Saturday. And then, let's see, on the 12th at 2 o'clock, which is a Sunday, we're going on a bear hunt.
Which on Walton Arts Center's webpage says is infant friendly.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
There are a couple of shows on our season that are infant friendly. Basically, that means if you have a child under the age of two, you can bring them in and they can sit on your lap without a ticket. A lot of times when we have kids programs, we actually have to have that child have a ticket for sometimes for safety reasons, sometimes because of the rules with the company. Okay. But a show like Bear Hunt, you know, so if you have a kid who's four or five and you have an infant and you all want to go to the theater, you can bring the baby and keep the baby with you because it's not going to disturb anybody else because the theater is going to be full of kids. On the 16th, The Price is Right will be at Walton Arts Center. Not Drew Carey, not an actual production of the show, of the TV show, but you will actually play. People will play games. People will win prizes. It'll be the thing. It'll be the whole Price is Right. And in and amongst all of this, we have some partnership activities going on with Clubhouse Fitness related to Artisphere. They're doing yoga and fitness challenges, theming along with that. You can get info on that on the website. And then let's look ahead to Warhorse.
Which is late May.
Which is late May, May 22nd through the 26th. We're starting to see video and previews and things about it, and it's just fantastic. Such a different show. This is going to be a different experience than people have had on the Broadway series at Walton Arts Center. This will be a play. There is music. But I don't know that we have had a puppetry show on this scale before, so that's going to be really exciting.
Thanks, Jody.
Thank you.
Jody Beznoska is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.